Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side. Open mic tonight. And you can sort of pick your own subject. Talk about what you want. You got to keep it clean. And if you call in, turn down your radio, television, music, whatever you got, you know, that makes audio. And try to use a landline as opposed to a cell phone. Landline usually gives you better reception. Inner Sight, and has to be on the mind of millions of people, what the president did yesterday. And I just cannot believe that he left out millions of us who have to deal with service dog schools, and not even a word, you know, that, I mean, at least if he said we're trying to figure a way that we can bring the guide dog schools under the Americans with Disability Act so that a person can have a fair chance. Because they raise all that money. They don't believe a person should have a guide dog. Well, you know, they're entitled to their opinion. But remember, they have a motive, the money, see? So, you know, a president that is supposed to protect everybody should find a way to figure this out. I mean, there are so many, take for instance, in all the states, well, the guide dog schools, I think there's about half a dozen of them around the country. But in many of the states, the Commission for the Blind sends people to the schools. Now, they use those people to raise money. So they're taking advantage of the fact that here's an opportunity to raise money. And then they deny the person and they keep the money. So that's their motive, you know. And the president should reach out and protect all of us. It's commendable that he put some money behind the ADA. We're trying to find out some of the details of that. People who want to get out of nursing homes, I don't know if it helps or covers people who are under the threat of being put into a nursing home. That's the other thing. The last time we had a situation like that, the lawyer said that there's nothing they can do under the Americans with Disability Act. So I would like to know that a person could be protected under that law when different agencies and all that believe that they should be in a nursing home. So we're trying to figure that out, see how that turns out. But the service dog thing, and by the way, you can sign our petition, change.org. We have almost 80,000 names. The service dog thing, there's absolutely no regulations, no laws, you know. And if you're visually impaired and you have a guide dog, or you want a guide dog, you know what that dog means to you. All right? I was walking down a block today with my dog on a different street that I don't usually take, and all of a sudden she stops on the dime, you know. And, of course, when the dog stops, you know, you put your foot out to see, put your hand out, and lo and behold, I put my hand up, and boom, a big a big branch of a tree right level with my head. You know. So she is definitely my eyesight, my safety, you know. And that's why the president should regulate these schools. They should not be permitted to raise all that money and deny a person without proving person shouldn't have that dog. Now, another friend of mine, they took her dog away. They said they had to retrain it. This is a woman who's always had guide dogs ever since she's 18 years old. And she had an accident. She fell down the stairs, fell down the subway stairs. Now, I don't know the details of that, but I do know that that dog, if she had her dog, that dog would have gotten in front of her and blocked her, and she would have known that the steps were there. So there's all kinds of situations every day that happen that the public is unaware of because there's no record going up on the websites. The agencies for the blind don't put it up on their websites. The schools certainly don't, you know. And then how many people are blamed for mishaps that happen with the dog, you know, that the agencies train? How can you blame somebody if they didn't train the dog? See? They put it on the blind person. They trained the dog, not the person who goes to the school. And the person who goes to the school is at a very big disadvantage because they have to learn to work with a dog that somebody else trained. That's not the easiest thing to do. Take it from a guy who knows. I had to retrain two of my dogs that I got from Guiding Eyes. You know? And so people should not be blamed, especially if there's no law. You know, and then they tell you you're not going home with the dog. You can't have the dog after you bond with it and train with it. That's a horrible emotional blow to somebody. Inner sight, Mr. President, protect us. Protect us the way our guide dogs protect us. You want a guideline? There it is. You know, protect us the way the guide dog protects us. All right? That's how you should think of it. And that's why the Americans with Disability Act should play a major role in bringing people rights when dealing with the service dog schools. All right, open mic. We'll try to get the phones open. In the meantime, Big East, the Key to Rescue, Little Bear, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, 609-388-7004. Adopt an Akita.
Good evening.
Hey, all the beautiful children of the world. Inner sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Avante. Little Tommy. Royalty.
Yeah.
Ollie Campbell, to mention a few.
Yeah.
Corey Foster.
Yeah.
And all the others. Protect the children. Watch over them. Take care of them. Inner sight. Remind you, And by the way, I think I forgot a few birthdays yesterday. My friend Allie, happy birthday. my friend Sharon.
Oh, yeah.
Who was a former camera woman for us. Belated.
Yeah.
Louie, belated happy birthday. I think that covers it. All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy at 631-888-1186. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. All right, around the world, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our number, 631-224-3090. And I want to thank my buddy Mark Harrington from Newsday for responding to my email. We'll be talking tomorrow. Thank you, Mark. And
that's great.
Let's see. Oh, do the Able News. I think we forgot Able News last night.
I think we did.
Able
is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign the petitions. We got two of them.
Yes,
nursing home.
Yes.
And the service dog. Change.org. And you see, even though we don't have a lot of names on the petition, it gets
That's
around.
Right.
Now,
it
look
sure
what
does.
Happened. Mr. Biden at least put some money in to the ADA.
That's right.
I have to believe that we had something to do with that, talking about it, bringing on people,
and also
having the petition.
Letting our senators know. Yeah,
letting people know.
Yeah.
All right.
They say the squeaky wheel gets oiled, and I tend to believe that, for real.
No.
You know?
I'm not crazy about that expression, but anyway.
But not in a bad way.
It helps.
I mean, if you don't say anything, you don't get anything done. You know, I mean it. That
the
it,
fact
you know,
that we have told the world about these nursing
yeah,
homes and have a petition
exactly.
helps.
Right.
You know, that's better than a squeaking wheel, believe me.
Wow. Yeah, it is somewhat better.
All right, so sign the petition. Dog food, cat food, nobody starves on Long Island. Call Gary, 631-484-3085. And also veterinarian care, you can talk to him about that for your animal. So check it out. Let's see, some of our friends, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, and Good Mojo Prince's Sunset Restaurant. The Islip Queen is local here in Islip. And Sutton Insurance, some of the people that have helped Inner Sight. And we appreciate it and we thank them. This is Open Mic.
Yeah.
At 213-816-1650, and listening to the news, very confusing, you know. Now, you have some doctors conventional medical doctors, I understand, that have come forward. Stop that breathing in the phone. Stop that noise.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Did you hear that? You can't hear that?
No, I can't.
Can you feel it?
I can't. Not really. You know why? That's where I burnt my nose. I'm serious.
Yeah, well, you got to watch that. Some doctors who have come forward, and I think they're trying to keep a low profile, who have said that 1% of people have actually died from the virus, and that most people died from other conditions. Now, on the other hand, you have, I was given a fact recently, 99%, that this is the Center for Disease Control and the other people pushing the vaccine, 99% who died were not vaccinated, you know.
Wow.
And that's a big difference.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
The question is, who's lying? Who do you believe?
You can't believe anybody.
Why would a doctor risk his license?
Yeah.
You know, and come out and say 1% if it wasn't true. That doesn't make sense to me. Why would anybody do that? See? I'm bending toward the 1% guy. Because I can't believe that a doctor would risk his whole career and come out and make a statement like that if it wasn't true. So anyway, and then the other thing I heard today is now that they're telling people, especially the school children, that they got to wear the mask indoor.
Yeah.
You know, those who have been vaccinated.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what is that all about? I mean,
they're worried about
there's no faith in the vaccination that they gave these people?
Because of the variant. Because of the Delta variant. But let me say something. That is really worrying me right now, because that's the most stupidest thing I've ever heard of, to restrict people from, after you've just given them and touted this vaccination, and it's the best thing since sliced bread, and now you're saying, oh, no, it really isn't. You know, that's
yeah.
a really,
the contradiction,
you know, strangest. Yeah, a big contradiction.
Yeah.
You know? And you're, like, saying that, no, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I'm wrong.
It doesn't make any sense.
You know?
It's all about making money.
Yes, it is.
I really believe that.
Yes. I know it is.
Yeah. It's all about making money.
It
so, again, you know, we remind you, the immune system, the sun is very good.
They said vitamin
you know?
D is known, the natural form, I should correct myself, the natural form, which is by the sun, okay,
yeah.
is helping get rid of COVID. So whenever I can lately, between my depressed feeling of being isolated because of this whole situation, it really does add to depression. It really does make you feel like you're locked in or not going anywhere or not doing anything.
Well, you can't let this damn thing intimidate you.
No,
you gotta get out there.
I'm not, but it's really
hard. Don't let it
intimidate you. No, it's really hard not to.
Get out in the sun.
Just, yeah, I am. I do. It's getting me really, you know, bummed because, you know, it's very difficult when you already have that to begin with. And now you're putting more on top of it, you know. You know. I've had...
You gotta weigh all these things. You gotta
you know,
decide what you're going to believe.
That's the problem. Half the battle.
I mean, there's too many contradictions here. Now, the other guy said, Gottlieb, in 3 weeks, this whole thing is supposed to peak.
Oh, great.
You know?
So, I think he said
who knows
that,
about
and
that?
I was listening to that. Yeah. Well, when it peaks, that means it's... And if it continues at that rate, we really could overrun a hospital system, is what he's trying to say. Which is really sad.
Stay away from the hospital. They're going to make... They make you worse. Most of the time, the hospital makes you worse. I heard one report of a guy who went to the hospital, a friend of my brother's, and he said it was so bad in there and so dirty and so filthy that he literally got dressed and ran out the door.
I would.
You know?
I wouldn't stay in a hospital now.
Horrible.
Can get me
and
to
how
go,
can you go to a
hospital?
Place like that to get well?
You
the
can't.
Bathrooms were filthy.
Where was this hospital? Anyway, in New York?
I don't know, someplace in
what?
In Brooklyn.
Oh God, that's
so
sad.
He had to get the hell out of there.
I would have. Really, I would.
If you're gonna go to a hospital, and I very rarely do this. If you're gonna go to a hospital, go to a place like Lenox Hill or Mount Sinai.
Oh, I used to go to them all the time because they were very good.
Because they have a reputation, you know? And they're going to do...
Or even
they have people. Hold it. Let me finish what I'm saying.
I'm sorry.
They have a reputation, and they have people on their board that are very affluent.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to make sure, as much as they can, that the place is clean and good and sterile and all that, because they have a reputation to maintain. So go to a place like that. Don't go to these half-assed places where, you know, they let people come in and sleep there and everything else. All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650, if you want to call in, pick your own subject. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, let me take another look at who's on the line. Give me a second, and I'll be right with that group of people. And we have Danny, and he's listening, and Maureen, I believe, let me take another peek, hopped out again. Most likely because she had to see what's going on with Mom.
All right, Maureen's a regular caller.
And so is Danny's just listening, so he doesn't want to come on, and that's
right.
It. It's just us then.
All right, and we should get Louie on the line tonight, if he remembers, to promote the funnies.
Exactly. Yep.
So look for him. And does Maureen want to say anything? She queued up?
She's not on. Was on 2 seconds, and then she was queued in, too. And then she popped off to probably go to the nursing. Oh, geez. Why is my phone talking? Sorry.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. And
that was weird.
I was happy to learn that at least the media...
Mm-hmm.
Is aware that President Biden did and said nothing about guide dogs
and
the Americans with Disability Act. At least that's
a plus.
A small acknowledgement from the media. I spoke to the Associated Press today.
Yeah.
And When I told him about it, my friend Karen Matthews, thank you, Karen. When I told her about it, she said, "Oh yes, we know."
Ooh.
You know, that he didn't do anything. You know, and she acknowledged, you know, I've talked to you many times, and You know, and then I left a message for David Caruso.
Yeah.
But at least the media knows, thanks to Inner Sight.
That's right.
I don't think anybody else calls them and tells them these things.
No. They're too afraid, Frank.
Thanks to Inner Sight, they are aware that a blind and disabled person has no rights to a service dog.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans with Disability Act should do something about that. All right. So, you know, that's what we do. That's our job right now, to let people know what's going on. You know, and the people who have applied for service dogs, they're not going to step up and let anybody know, or very rarely they would.
I do.
Because
you know why?
It'll be used against them.
You know why I step up? Because nobody has granted me the privilege to even walk in the door and start a program. And, you know, I'm really pissed off about that, honestly.
Well, why would you apply? I wouldn't apply to a school with no rights.
I'm not.
I wouldn't do it.
No, I'm not.
I wouldn't do
I'm
it.
I'm not doing it. I wouldn't
I'll
do
get
it
my
either,
own
but
dog
I'm doing it.
And do it on my own and struggle with that and go to some people and try to raise some money before
I go
to a school that has, you know, one of the things Biden mentioned, and I got to bring this up, respect, that the ADA, the ADA brings you respect, all right? It's supposed to bring you respect, right?
Right.
So how the hell do you have respect when you have no rights at an organization that uses you to raise all that money? They don't respect
That's
us.
True. They don't respect you.
They do not respect the people that they're serving.
Or they get them the money. Yeah.
Because they know they're going to get the money.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they
use get the money.
The circumstance. You know?
How can you demand respect when there's no law?
That's right.
They'll throw you out. See, if there was a law and you went in there and you said, look, you're going to respect me. I don't want this breed dog. I want another dog. I want this, I want that. You're going to respect me. If there was a law, they would have to respect you. Otherwise, you'd take their ass to court.
That's true.
You know, Biden's talking about respect. Where is it when you're dealing with a guide dog school? You don't have it.
You don't have
You
got to
wait
it,
a year
sure.
or more, and then you don't even know if they're training a dog for you. That's respect. That's respecting the people that you're servicing.
Nope. No way.
No, the president said it. Why the hell didn't he do something about it?
Yes. I seek action. Action is what gets you places, not just saying you're going to do it. You got to do it. Big difference, in my opinion. He did sign $4 billion into the ADA. Okay, where are you going to put this? What are you going
to
use
it on?
Yeah,
but not a penny of that
to
help a blind person who has to train the dog on their own.
He did say one thing. He said this won't be the first time that we will have to do this. He did say that.
Well, big deal. Anybody can say that.
I have.
What the hell is that? That doesn't mean a damn thing.
Well, if we do say this is what needs to be done, I'm sure hoping he'll say, okay, part of the $4 billion will go towards guide dog schools. That's only...
He's not giving money to guide dog schools.
Not guide
First,
dog schools, I meant
before
to say,
he gives the
not,
money to guide dog schools, he's got to implement the ADA.
No, I meant
to the school.
People who want to train their dogs on their own I didn't mean to say guide dog school.
Well, there should be a fund for that.
Yeah, there should be.
Under the Americans with Disability Act.
That's right.
You know, there should be a law to back that money up.
Right.
And the money that he put up, here's another thing. What makes you think that some other president can't come along in a couple of years and say, "Now we don't need that"?
Yeah, right.
See? That's why he ought to go a step further and make sure that that money to keep a person out of the nursing home or to get them out, that that money is in a fund in the name of that person for that purpose.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that money is not protected.
It's still
not in my mind,
really protected when you do that too. Seriously speaking,
I don't see it.
The only way I could see it protected, okay, is if you have, you know, everybody, you know, saying, okay, this is what's going to happen, and they actually do protect it.
Yeah, but the president
can
veto that. If you have another president who comes along and says, we need that $4 billion someplace else, there it goes.
I know. It's terrible.
See?
But we have to go through it.
We need to be protected. The bottom line, and we're going to do a show on this, tomorrow night?
Yeah, this week. Yeah.
Don't blame us, somebody else. What's the title of that tomorrow night?
Yeah,
somebody has our money, or how do we say it?
Yep. Somebody has our money. Or, you know, don't blame us.
That's tomorrow night.
Yeah, something like that. I got to get it out. Give me a second.
Tomorrow night.
Here we go.
And also,
blame the people who have our money, which is very true.
Yeah.
And then the other title, while I'm at it, for Thursday night, is going to be something interesting. What does enforcement mean? Because he really didn't explain that. He said there will be, but he didn't explain it at all. And I'd like to really ask President Biden, what does enforcement mean to you? Does it mean a slap?
No, I'll tell you what it means. He's going by the courts. Months.
And that's not.
And then years if you get a decision, if the court decides in your favor.
Yeah, no, that ain't enforcement.
There'll be enforcement. In other words, the enforcement is, if you don't do it, you have to pay a fine. Now, where does that money go? Some of that money should go to the disabled person. There's a lot to be said about enforcement, you know. But that money that he put up should be, and the only way I know it can be protected if it's in the name of the person who needs it.
Yeah.
In other words, when they send you a Social Security money, that money goes into your account. That's your money. Nobody
That's
can
right.
touch that money.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They can't invade your account unless you're a criminal. You'd have to be a criminal.
Yeah. Or you're in a nursing home.
Well, yeah. That's well. Even in a nursing home,
mm-hmm.
people shouldn't sign that money over. You know.
Like you have a choice.
Now the other thing is with the. With the Americans Disability Act, it's unclear to me, is the ADA going to help people keep out of the nursing home? What about this criteria crap?
Yeah.
You got to change that.
What about the four programs that are meant to keep you
yeah,
where you're at?
Yeah, are they all now under the ADA?
That's what I'd like to know. No,
well, we got to find out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they are. And
no,
what about
not.
The criteria?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a person doesn't meet the criteria the way it is now, that means they got to fight.
Yep.
They got to go to court.
Yep.
You know?
Give
you gotta get a lawyer.
All those agencies underneath one roof under InterSight, and we'll manage it, and we'll manage it right. That's all.
Yeah, right. The criteria should be that the person is disabled, you see?
Period.
Now, if you made a criteria like that,
mm-hmm.
eventually you would get rid of the nursing homes.
That's right.
What they don't want.
Well, they can convert those nursing homes into housing. Do you know how hard it is to find housing? You know. I don't have to tell you how long it took you. And seriously.
To find what?
And it's harder. Housing. And it's harder for somebody who's on a wheelchair. You know why it's harder for somebody on a wheelchair? Because you can't easily modify a rental. You can't. If you're on a wheelchair, say, and you need a roll-in shower, you cannot just modify any rental that you come across because they won't let you. It's not your home.
Well, you got it. You got it.
That's why
there should be, and that's why every place should be accessible.
Yeah, it should be, but, you know, it's not happening that way.
They're not going to do that.
But then you got people who are on the opposite side saying, why should I make my home accessible? I don't have anybody who's disabled. It doesn't look pretty. You see what I'm saying? But I think
you can make it look pretty. They should have the option of doing it the way they want. And the agencies and the government should pay for it. You see? Then you can pass a law, look, you have to do this, you know? It's like you have to stop for the red light, you know what I mean? You have to do this, so you do it, create it the way you want, you know? But it should be done. People should have the same accessibility. And the ADA isn't doing that, by the way. You got to find a place that's accessible. That's why it's so hard to... One of the reasons why it's so damn hard to get out of a nursing home.
That's right. Now,
I open mic 213-816-1650.
I see, Louie, but let me say one more thing before we
bring
talk
about whatever
Louie.
You want. Open mic. Louie on the line?
Yeah, just let me say one quick thing. If you were to convert those nursing home spaces into beautiful apartments, now you're still getting paid. So what's the difference? To me, there's no difference. You're making everybody happy. You still could get a lot of money for nice apartments.
Well, that would help, but every place should be accessible.
It should be. You know?
Yeah.
But the government should give grants, since they delayed the whole thing, they should give grants to those nursing homes. And I'm going to say it, when they lose all their people, they should give grants to those nursing homes to convert them over to apartments.
Well, as I said, the government and the agencies should help raise
money
for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, we're going to promote the Follies for Friday. We got Louis Rivera.
Coming
Louis
up.
The Liberal.
He's on the
Open mic
stage.
Right here.
Here he comes. He's
live.
Coming up to
you
the mic.
You won't hear Louis anywhere.
There he is.
Right here.
No, you won't. Well, you might. But
exclusive.
Yeah, here he is.
Hello there.
Hey,
Louis.
Are you playing the trombone?
Hi, Louis.
How are you?
Trombone? Do you know how to play another instrument, Louis? What instrument do you play?
What, trombone or conga drum?
Ah,
I used to play the trombone when I was a kid.
I used to play the clarinet.
You know the chords?
Yeah, it had that sliding thing, you know, you'd slide it in and out. You know?
Well, I played the clarinet, and the band director actually said to my mother, please tell her that
she has a medical reason. I don't want to break her heart, but she does not know how to play. You know what it was? The reason why? I had started vision trouble then, and I couldn't read fast enough to keep up with the band and the timing. So,
well, it takes practice.
Yeah, it does.
You don't need vision to play the clarinet.
Yeah, well, I should have done it with my hearing, but I didn't know how to do that then. Yeah.
All right,
Louis.
Hey, Louis.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're gonna come on the show Friday with the funnies?
Hey, yesterday is my 63rd birthday. Happy birthday to Louis Rivera.
Oh, you better sing him a happy birthday.
We wished you happy birthday on the show tonight.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We forgot.
That was yesterday.
Yeah,
I know.
Uh-huh.
Belated birthday.
He said belated birthday. See?
Yeah. I just got home after 8 o'clock. Me and my family went to Olive Garden.
Oh, so what'd you eat? Anything nice?
I had spaghetti and meat sauce and minestrone soup.
Nice.
And
a
then
nice
I had sangria.
I knew you did. How did I know? I didn't know what you drank.
Different flavor of sangria. They put crunch ice and fruit in it, and I drank it.
And
very
then you
nice.
Had fish and chips, right?
No,
they don't have that at Olive Garden. I had a birthday cake at Olive Garden.
Oh, that was nice. So
with chocolate cake
right.
said happy
birthday
cake? On it.
Oh, very
yeah.
nice, Louie. 63.
Yeah, and I blew out the candle.
Oh, that was good.
Yep. I had a good time with my family.
That's
you blew
good.
Out the candle? Did you? When you blew out the candle, did you blow up the cake?
Yeah, I went...
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I went... I blew
all
out
right.
the candle.
Yeah.
I thought it was something else, like a sound to it.
That sounds like a balloon, when you blow a balloon.
Yeah.
Like a balloon
hey,
blows out.
Did you have any balloons at your birthday dinner?
No balloon.
No balloon? Aw.
Nope.
I like balloons.
When I was
balloons?
A kid,
yeah,
I always
right.
loved. I always loved balloons at my birthday because after the party, I take my pocket knife and go and stick them.
Yeah, good pop.
I break all the balloons.
Oh, I like that, too. You know who used to help me break the balloons? The dog. I thought one of my dogs would have hated it, but that one dog loved breaking them with me. You know?
Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Lou, did you ever throw a water balloon out the window?
Since New Year's Eve, I threw a big balloon out the window and let it rip and pop right into the sidewalk.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Water balloon. I like water balloons.
Yeah. I like them, too. I like
I can't
balloons.
Sit on it, though.
Why?
Yeah.
I can't sit
I can
on a balloon.
On
all right. So listen, I want you to sing a Friday night. I want you to sing a gypsy song.
A gypsy song?
You got
cool.
any gypsy songs you can sing?
I don't know. I'm too shy to do a gypsy song, but I can learn it, but I don't know how to do it. I'm a little shy for that.
Oh,
you're not shy.
You're not shy. Come on, Louis. You ever, you could do
hold
it.
Hold it. Let me talk to Louis. Hold it. Practice
okay.
the...
Take it easy, guys. It's all right.
Practice the gypsy song for Friday, you know. Practice
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
you can
bit.
Do
what's it? I have to dance it. Ah, la, 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 da 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 da.
All right, that's a Jewish song, but that's close enough. Hey, give us the promo for Friday. Come on, tell everybody.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is calling you and talking about Xana. Coming Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock for the Blood Talk Radio. We're going to do the Fathers on Rosanna Dana. And my name is Vito Corleone, and I talked to Seth Cooper about the swab and the love drops and all that stuff. They killed the Coral Riders Vendetta. They go to the ladies' room and talk to one of the ladies in the bathroom and give a swab to the ladies. And meanwhile, when I talk to the ladies, I'm going to tell them my name is Pat Cooper talking to Vito Corleone in the bathroom in the hallway or something like that.
Tell them when.
Was a little Friday at 8 to 9 o'clock on Black Talk Radio. Talk about the photographer, philosopher Lauren Hardy, the Honeymooners, Sanford and Son, or maybe the Three Stooges.
Oh,
Three Stooges. Yeah, we ought to do that.
Three Stooges. I haven't heard anything on the Three Stooges. That's cool.
So,
eight to 9 o'clock on the Frolics on Blog Talk Radio on Inner Sight. Be sure you tune in on a Friday evening on the nose, okay? Thank you for having me.
On the nose and on the mouth.
On the nose. On everywhere.
All right, Inner Sight. Thanks, Lou.
Okay, Susanna, thank you for wishing me happy birthday.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And many more. Okay.
And lots of love and hugs.
Yeah. Have a good one, okay? I know it's a bit late, but have a good one.
And,
I love you.
We love you, too. I love you, Louie. Take care. All right?
Open
Take
mic.
Take care.
We have Danny who wants to speak. Sorry.
213-816-1650. Open mic on Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, the anniversary of the Americans with Disability Act, I want to say hello to my friend Eric Leaf.
Okay.
I got to confirm this, but I believe Eric was one of the originators.
Yeah.
When the ADA was written, so.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna get Eric on the show, and he hasn't been on for a long time. His dad worked with Elvis. Eric is quite a songwriter and a musician. All right, we got another caller. We got Danny.
Danny, yeah. He just queued in. Here he comes.
All right, let's hear from Danny on open mic, Inner Sight.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
Hello.
How's Regina?
I haven't heard a word now, babe. Now I called the nursing home, and they decide to always put me through, but hang up.
Huh? Okay. That's not good.
Did you didn't talk to Regina?
No, I don't think so.
I haven't spoken to her in roughly 3 days.
Oh, that's not right.
So as far as you know, she's still there, right?
Last I know, yeah.
Mm.
I tried to speak to the supervision. Supervision doesn't do anything.
Hmm.
Yeah, you know, I'm a little perplexed because you told me that you're her health proxy. So how come they're not letting you talk to her?
God only knows.
Well, that's kind
of
strange. That's weird.
Did you ever bring them a copy of it?
Regina's going to get me a copy first.
Yeah. I think you really have to make sure they have a copy on record. Because when I told the nursing home that my mom was in before she passed, they said to me, we can't do anything until we have a copy of the health care proxy and the power of attorney, because I was also doing finance things for her and setting up like an account in the nursing home for her. I was filling money into it. So they said to me, we need both documents. Thank you. So I did.
You
got to
have
a copy
of that, and you should fax it to them.
Yeah, definitely.
Let
if
them
you have
see
it.
It.
I will hand deliver it to them.
I think that's even better at this point. Does she have a copy? I'm sorry.
No, but I'm choosing Joseph.
No, he said he doesn't have a copy.
No, does she have a copy? I'm sorry if I wasn't clear.
Well, I hope she would if it's, you know.
Yeah. She should give it to them right away, you know, and say at any time when...
You can't communicate with the woman. She doesn't have a phone. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Dan, you know what you should do? You should go there and visit Regina and get a copy of that and make sure that they have it on record.
Yeah,
that's
number
what you
one.
Gotta do.
Yeah, that's the best
you
thing
gotta
you
go
could do
there.
For her. Yeah.
If I don't hear anything in the next 3 days, yeah, I definitely am.
Yeah, you got
to
go there.
Yeah. I had to do
that
with my mom.
Make sure that they have a record that you're the proxy.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm not just saying that. Regina said to me, she's like, I want you. I'm like, okay. What's that? Okay. That's what that means.
Yeah. You know, also, she knows you're a friend, and she also knows that, you know, you also know what she's going through as well. Because, you know, similar disabilities in a sense, you know, if not almost exactly the same. And she will, you know, you guys will, you could actually tell them what she needs more than anybody else right now, you know?
Well, she needs to get the hell out of there.
Exactly.
That's what she needs.
She needs,
well,
exactly.
Well, go over there and straighten out that proxy stuff. You should go over there as soon as possible.
I don't understand why they will not allow her, aside from the money, which is the money is the greatest issue, allow her to go home with an aide, you know?
Suzanne, did you get a chance to tell Frank why I called you on Saturday?
I'm sorry. What was it about? I'm having... You know, senior moments lately. probably not, because I've had a lot. No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
They said she was escaping. Corn scared.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was going to leave. Yeah, she was going to leave. But yes, I did tell Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can't blame her for that.
No, I can't blame her.
No, I never said to blame her, but
she shouldn't leave because she doesn't have home care, and that's a little bit of a problem there. You know, that would really, you know, they could actually
have a
bring
phone
her to
either.
Yeah, but she also can be, you know, taken and put into a mental institution, and that's even worse. I mean, I don't think
Dan, let me know when you go there. Let me know when you go there and call me from the nursing home and straighten that out.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to find out how I can get her. I want to get her a phone.
Yeah. Frank, one of those throwaway phones, or even the ones that are the government, you know, give out, you know?
What day can you go? Because I'll go with you.
Well, let's see. How about next Monday?
Okay, I'm just going to check my schedule, but it shouldn't be good. Oh, what's on next Monday?
Yeah, let's try to go there next Monday.
Time.
All right.
What time is it?
I'll call you, and we'll arrange it.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm like at my wit's end with them, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that, because they're not listening to you, and obviously they don't recognize you they should recognize you by now, you know, on the phone constantly calling them. I mean, for God's sakes, at least give you some respect in saying, okay, I know you're the healthcare proxy, but I don't have your form, you know. Pat, they could at least do, you know.
But
hello.
It's like talking to
in the meantime, phone. See if you can get Regina on the phone.
Yeah, definitely.
And talk to her, you know.
Definitely.
Tell her we're going to come visit her.
I've been trying every day from like 11 a.m. to like 7, 8 p.m.
Well, keep calling them. Keep bugging them. Tell them you're from Inner Sight. Give them the website. Let them know that there's people behind her. That's what you should do.
Yes. Say I'm a volunteer from Inner Sight. And we're going to, you know, the executive director is going to come next time around. That's all. And leave it
let them know. Give them the website.
The website, yeah.
They'll know that you're for real.
Yeah. He could even give them the blog talk because we have a lot of listens.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio is at 108-657, by the way.
Keep us posted.
Yeah,
I will.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
What's 108? What are you talking about?
Our count.
Oh, 108,000.
Yeah, 657. Yeah.
Listeners.
Yeah, but not 800. It's 657.
Oh.
I wish it was.
Oh, Frank,
like
you're going to need to get a negative COVID test.
I accidentally muted him because I don't have glasses. Frank, sorry.
What did you say?
Need to get a negative COVID test.
You'd swab up your nose.
Negative?
COVID test. I'm sorry, Frank. Yeah, the state wants it.
I'm always negative with COVID.
No.
I know how to deal with it.
But get
all right, Inner Sight, we gotta get out of here. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thanks for listening. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, 631-224-3090. I want to thank all our callers, listeners, our friends, and, you know, we'll be with you tomorrow night. Don't blame us. Blame the people who have our money. Tomorrow night, we'll tell you what that's all about. Thank you very much. Inner Sight, Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Thank you so much. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.